Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson are on location doing the stunt flying for a moving picture. It is a war story, and because of his combat experience in Europe, Speed has been placed in charge of flying. Quartered on the same field is another group of pilots on a similar mission under the command of Nails Ballou, ex-combat pilot and soldier of fortune. In the last episode, Speed had called together the pilots for a conference. Just as the meeting was breaking up, a scream was heard outside the pilots' headquarters. The flyers rushed to the door, threw it open, and the form of a man was found lying against the sill. Speed recognizes him as Harry Phelps, one of his pilots.
Why, who is it?
Why, Great Scott. Why, it's Harry Phelps, all right. What happened to him?
Great Scott, it's Dad. Dad, what's the matter? Are you hurt?
Here, fellas, pick him up. Get a hold there, Jim, will you?
Okay, Speed, I'll take care of this shoulder here.
Now, be quiet, fellas. Yeah, it looks like he's been hurt.
Dad, speak to me. Say something. Are you badly hurt?
Hey, give us a hand, Roy. No, I don't think he's hurt much.
All right. Where will we take him, Speed?
Let's carry him into this room.
Okay.
All right, fellas, here we go. Now, come on. Easy with him now.
There we are. Be careful. I'll hold him a minute while I open the door.
All right, we have him.
All right, it's open. Come on now.
And I'll take it easy now. On a bed with him. Yeah, there we are. Yeah, that's better. Now, Jim, shut that door, will you?
Right. Gee, Mr. Robertson, is he badly hurt?
I don't think so. And there's a welt on his head here.
In just a second, I'll loosen his collar a bit.
Yeah, that's the stuff, Jim.
Dad, for goodness sakes, what happened to you?
Oh, that's better. Yeah, he's coming to now. Hey, Jim, you better go over and call Dr. Parker. Tell him to get over here right away.
Okay.
Now, tell him it's important, Jim. Tell him we had an accident.
I'll get him over here. Gosh, he's coming too, Mr. Robertson. Dad, do you feel better?
Yeah, he's coming around now. Well, how are you feeling, Harry?
Hello, boys. Is that you, son? I'm all right. Oh, Speed.
Dad, tell us, what happened to you?
Yeah, how are you feeling now, Harry?
I'm better. Thanks, Speed. I'll be all right. My head hurts, but...
Of course it hurts. Yeah, you got a big welt on this side of it. Hey, tell us, Harry, how'd you get hurt?
Please tell us, Dad.
I don't remember what happened. I was walking over to the quarters.
I'm trying to think what happened to you, Harry. That's a pretty hard blow you took.
What is it, Dad? Can't you remember?
How did I get in here?
And we carried you in. The fellas were all standing around, and we suddenly heard a scream right outside the quarters here. And we heard a little noise at the door, opened it, and found you unconscious.
Oh, yes, I know. I remember.
Tell us, Dad. Tell us, what was it?
Come on now, Harry.
I didn't scream. It wasn't me. I didn't make a sound. Speed, believe me, I didn't scream.
There, now, take it easy. Someone screamed, Harry.
No, it wasn't me, Speed. I didn't scream. I know what happened.
For heaven's sakes, tell us, Dad.
I know now. I remember everything.
I'll take it easy now, Harry, and tell us what happened.
I was walking up to the quarters here, and I...
You're what?
Oh, yes. I remember. Well, it's all very simple. I stumbled on the step and must have hit my head.
Oh. Well, that's what happened, huh? Are you sure now, Harry?
That's it, Speed. I stumbled and fell and hit my head.
Oh, but, Harry, if you stumbled, you'd have fallen forward. And this bruise is on the back of your head.
Yeah, Dad. It's on the back of your head and on this side.
Oh, well... Oh, you see, I must have turned when I fell.
Yeah. And that scream, Harry?
The scream? I didn't scream. I swear I didn't. Nothing happened, Speed. I just stumbled and fell. Won't you believe me? Won't you believe that? Everything's all right. Oh, just leave me alone.
There, now, settle down now. Take it easy. There's nothing to get excited about, old fella.
Yeah, you don't believe me. I know, Speed. Well, it's all right. Don't worry,
All right, Harry, all right. Take it easy. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning. I'll leave you and Roy alone now and see what's happened about that doctor. I think he'd better take a look at your head.
Thanks, Speed. I'll be all right.
Thanks, Mr. Robertson. I think Dad feels better now.
Okay. You better stay with him a while, Roy. We'll have the doctor here in a little bit. See you later.
All right.
Is he gone, Roy?
Yes, Dad.
Oh, he doesn't believe me. He doesn't think I just stumbled and fell. You can't fool that Speed Robertson.
Listen, Dad, we're alone now. Tell me what really happened to you. We all heard that scream.
Oh, just let me alone, son. I'd rather not talk about it. Maybe we'd better go away from here.
Listen, Dad, you can't fool me. I know what happened. I know you didn't tell Speed the truth. but you've got to tell me.
Oh, Roy, let's forget it.
Dad, you've seen Baloo, haven't you? I can tell. Every time you and Baloo get together, you're just not yourself. What happened, Dad? Did he...
Not so loud, Roy. Speed mustn't know. We can't let anyone know.
What about Baloo? Why don't you tell me the whole story, Dad? Maybe I can help you.
Yes, I did see Baloo. That man will... Oh, my boy, he'll drive me mad.
Listen, Dad, what is there between you and Baloo? It must be something terrible. But can't you tell me? Tell Speed, too. He'll help you out. He's not afraid of anyone, Dad. Why don't you tell Speed everything?
I know. Speed isn't afraid of Baloo. Speed isn't afraid of anyone, Roy. If I could only be that way. If I could only tell Baloo to...
Go on, Dad. Tell Baloo to what?
No, I can't. I can't. He'd stop at nothing.
What do you know about Baloo, Dad? Why is he after you like this?
Listen to me, son. Baloo is a dangerous man. I've known him a long time, for years and years. He's a desperate, ruthless character. Roy, Baloo would stop at nothing.
But, Dad, why is he after you? What have you done? Can't you tell me, Dad?
I've done nothing, my boy. Nothing that isn't all right.
But why are you so...
Say it. Why am I so afraid of Baloo? I know. I am afraid, son. Afraid that if I say anything, he'll... Oh, if I only could get away from him.
But if you've done nothing, why should Baloo be after you?
Son, never be a word of this. Never. If you do, it might mean your life and mine.
I promise, Dad.
I know too much about Baloo, and he knows that I know. I did see him tonight, and he was mad. He was in a terrible rage, Roy. He threatened me. Said that if I ever talked, it would mean the end.
But, Dad, can't you go to the police or someone and have him put in prison?
No, never. If I did that, he would kill us. You don't know that man, Roy. He's a fiend. He's a monster and inhumanly clever.
But, Dad, isn't there something we can do?
Oh, nothing. It would be too dangerous. We can just wait and someday something might happen. Oh, it's awful, son, to be just waiting and waiting.
Was you wanting to see me, Mr. Baloo? You told me to meet you here.
Hello, Mike. Yeah, I want to see you. Here, step back in the shadows. I don't want anyone to know we're here. You get it?
No, I don't get it. I don't see no sense in meeting out here in the hangar at night.
You'll make sense to it, Mike, when I explain why I want to see you.
I could just as well come to your office.
Shut up, I'll do the talking. If I wanted to meet you in my office, I'd have said so.
I don't get the idea. I don't see no...
Pipe down, hear me? I'll do the talking.
Hey, let go of me. Hey, what's the idea of pulling the rough stuff? Take your hands off of me.
Listen, Mancuso, keep your mouth shut and listen. You get it? You're listening to me. I'll do the talking.
All right. Don't go pull no rough stuff, though.
You do as I say and you won't get hurt. Now listen to me. You're working for Mammoth Pictures, aren't you?
Sure I am. I just got the job today.
Who hired you?
A guy by the name of Flash Lewis gave me the job.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, you know me, Mr. Baloo. I'm an airplane mechanic. Been one for years. Mr. Lewis gave me the job of looking after these knocked-out crates. The ships are going to fly and making this here war picture.
That's what I thought. You know this Lewis at all? This fellow that hired you?
Flash Lewis? I don't know him very well. I heard of him. He's chief mechanic for Grand National Airways. I don't know what he's doing on the job.
I know what he's doing. Speed Robertson has him here to work on these ships to see if they're kept running.
Well, I figured that much out. He sure ain't going to be no movie actor.
I'm going to need you, Mike.
What do you mean? You ain't working for this outfit. You're working for Pacific Studios.
Listen, Mancuso, I didn't come down here to get any information out of you. I know who I'm working for, and I know who you're working for. I have a job for you.
Look here, Baloo. I can't handle two jobs. I got plenty of work right here, looking after these old crates.
You're going to do a job for me, Mike. Do you get that? You're going to do a job for me.
Say, what's the idea? What are you getting at? I don't see no job.
Aren't you the Mike Mancuso who was working down on the border for Slats Channon?
Well, I was down on the border for a while. How come you knew about that?
Never mind. I just happened to know. You were down on the border in Channon's gang when they got into trouble with the government. They nearly put the squeeze on you, didn't they, Mike?
Say, listen, Mr. Baloo, don't say nothing about that around here. Sure enough, don't say nothing about that. I'd lose my job for sure and have to beat it.
Oh, you don't want Flash Lewis or Speed Robertson to know about your working with the Channon gang, huh?
Listen, Major, I'm going straight from now on. I quit Slats Channon. I'm through with that kind of business.
Now we're beginning to get somewhere, Mike. I have a little job for you.
Oh, listen, Mr. Baloo. No funny stuff now. I'm going straight.
Listen to me, Mike. What ship does Harry Phelps fly?
Harry Phelps? You mean that old pilot?
Yeah, that's the one, Harry Phelps.
Well, he don't fly any special one. They kind of switch around out here. No pilot's assigned to any one job.
Yeah, but there'll be some ships that Harry won't fly. Now, Mike, let's get down to business here. Are you going to talk sense with me or not?
Oh, listen, let me alone. I don't want to pull nothing funny. I ain't going to do it. I don't want to lose this job.
You don't want to lose this job, huh? Well, you wouldn't have it long if Speed Robertson knew about your connection with the Channon mob.
Don't tell him that. I'd lose my job, sure. Yeah, and that ain't all.
All right, I won't say anything if...
If what?
If you look after this little job for me.
All right, I'll do it. Only don't say nothing about my being in trouble. I'll do anything.
All right, Mike. Now, here's the angle I want you to work on. Harry Phelps is one of the pilots in this crowd here, and I've got a little matter to take up with him. I want you to keep your eyes open and see that he gets one of these ships.
What happened to Harry Phelps that so terrified him? And what is Nails Ballou plotting? Watch the developments in the next exciting air adventure of Jimmy Allen.